Hello, friends. Welcome back to Rave Culture Cast, your weekly guide to the EDM community, music festivals, and more. I'm your host, Emma Kapotis. This is part two of my Best of EDM 2023. I am so freaking excited about this list, you guys. So in case you didn't see part one, definitely go back and check it out. But today I'm going to be sharing all of my artists to watch for 2024. This is one of my favorite lists to do because I feel like we need to hype up new talent so much more. And I just really love to give people a shout out. And it's music I've been enjoying that I think is really going to blow up next year, or we're going to see their name a lot more, or that I just think you're going to enjoy and you should really like give them a support. Follow, stream their music, check them out. Let me know what you think of this list. So that is everything we're diving into. And I had so many. I have 20 people here that I couldn't put it in the episode before because it would have been like an hour and a half long episode. So I was like, we're going to just separate this out so I can talk about these artists, play some samples of their music so you can get like a feel for them. And just chat music, which is what I love doing. So if you're new here, definitely give us a follow at Rave Culture Cast on all of the platforms, all of our communities and all that good stuff, affiliate links, all that shit is linked down below if you want to check it out. But right now, I just want to dive in. So let's do it. Okay, these are in no particular order. I didn't organize this anyway. I just like went through in my head. I went back through my playlist because I have a private playlist that throughout the year I like throw dance music acts in that I'm like, okay, this is somebody to keep an eye on, and I kind of like follow them throughout the year. So I kind of like go back at that playlist, look at who I added throughout the year, and then I also just see like the music I've listened to, maybe artists I've interviewed, people I've seen from my lineup reviews. On my personal page, Emma Kapotis, I do lineup reviews for so many, you know, mainstream festivals, and I personally discover a lot of names that way. So honestly, more so like I look at Spotify playlists and radio stations and things like that. And then I, you know, hear of tracks and sets, but I really do find a lot of people sometimes through TikTok, but through the lineup reviews that I do. So a lot of people came through that. So I'm going to start out with Maddox. So Maddox is a Dutch DJ and producer. He is more on the techno side of things. He has rave and trance influences as well. And his track that I want to recommend to you is called My Gasoline. I mentioned it in the previous episode, but it was one of my favorite tracks of the year. And it like kind of was everywhere. So I just feel like that was kind of like scratching the surface. And we're going to see a lot more of Maddox in 2024. So I'm going to kick things off with him because I feel like this track is just so friggin' electric. So we'll give you all the energy to start out with. Limousine. Okay, it's my gasoline. All right, next up, I'm going to do Sarah Benyo, who is more on like the melodic bass side of things. She's a songwriter, vocalist, producer from Nashville, and I had the pleasure of interviewing her at Project Glow. She is such an awesome human being. She is literally so sweet. She's got the coolest rave fashion that she wears during her performances, and she played some major festivals this year like EDC and Lost Lands. She's had releases on Bass Rush and Ophelia, and her track that I want to recommend to you is Never Be the Same. Again, I just think we're going to see her name everywhere. Like, she really has like started to cement herself as a really incredible bass music act to follow. And she's got a lot of talent there. So I'm just really excited to see what she does in 2024. And I think we're going to see her on even bigger festivals, more tours, all the good stuff. So Never Be the Same by Sarah Benyo. Definitely go check that one out. That's with Jessica Autofred. Never be the same. Then I'm going to recommend Alley Cat. So I feel like a lot of you probably have heard the name Alley Cat because I feel like she is one of these acts that her name just like blew up in the bass music scene. So she does some like dubstep, but I feel like she also has that like wonky kind of like experimental bass sound as well. DJ, producer, songwriter from Virginia. Again, just really been seeing her name popping up in the bass music scene, and I feel like she, like all my ladies here of bass music, are fucking killing it. Her track Religion is one that I would highly recommend you guys checking out, so definitely add her to your list.
religion.
I also want to shout out, I forgot to mention, I made a playlist. So all of these tracks that I'm recommending are going to be in my Best of EDM playlist from the whole episode, parts 1 and 2. So that will be linked down below. If you guys want to just like check out the playlist, feel free. I compiled that all together for you. Okay. Next one I want to mention is another bass artist. So guys, I'm coming at you with the bass. Usually I do house. You know me. I'm a house head, but I have all of the genres in here, okay? There's a lot of bass music artists that are going to be fucking big, I'm telling you. Vulcan is another one I want to throw out there. So Vulcan's my dude. We love him. He is a dubstep artist. He also does a little bit of melodic bass sometimes. He's from Tampa. He released his second EP this year on Subsidia Records. Also played in the festival circuit, Lost Lands, Imagine Music Festival, Sunset Music Festival, to name a few. I feel like he's gotten a lot of support from like the Excision crowd, and his track, it's like, you know, much heavier bass music, which I think you guys will really like. And his track, Get Dropped, is one that I would recommend. In the mosh pit. Okay, next up is a house music artist, Abo. So this is another one I saw from one of my lineup reviews, and I was like immediately hooked, immediately. He's Anaheim-based. He has that like infectious bass house, like super bouncy, perfect for the club house music. So his track Riz, fire, absolutely love that one. Can't feel my face, I'm in this bitch. Been up 2 days, now I hit the switch, let's go. Then I want to go with Maddie O'Neill. I just have to read this description that was on Spotify because I was like, this is the perfect way to talk about her music. Dirty, funky bass music, but make it pretty. Love that description. That's the best way to describe it. I also discovered Maddie from seeing her name on festival lineups. She's a self-taught producer and DJ. Her music is also described as soulful melodic overtones, driven bass lines, and glitched out hip hop grooves. It's a fucking vibe, you guys. Check out her collaboration with Closey called Zest, Please. Loved that one. Next one is Matt Cesari. I feel like his name is actually a little bit bigger, especially in the house music scene. Like, there's a range with all these artists I'm mentioning. Some of them only have 2,000 plays on Spotify, up to like some of these might even have like 1 million. So I wouldn't consider that like underground or anything like that. But again, you can have like 1 million plays on Spotify and be known in certain areas, but not be known like globally yet. So Matt Cesari is definitely like a more recognizable name in the house scene, especially internationally. But I feel like he's gonna blow up more in the United States and become more of like a regular name that you recognize. So he's more on the tech house side of things, and I really loved his track Remedy this year. So I would recommend that. He also has like remixes of popular tracks that you would recognize. He has a Nelly Furtado remix that's really good. It's like the world is slowing down in time, and every breath of yours is one of mine. You bring out the best in me, you're my only remedy. Then we have Avello. I have to talk about Avello because I just like, I light up when I talk about him because I found him on TikTok just from doing like funny, stupid skits that just cracked me up. Which I feel like is an entryway for a lot of people in our generation, but I stayed for the music and it was really cool to see him get added to festival lineups. I know he played EDC Orlando. He's from the Orlando area, so he's got this really like epic sounding bass music. He gives me Zed's Dead vibes, I wrote down. He did, you know, a run on some of Insomniac's other bigger festivals, so definitely want to shout out Avello because I feel like he's that perfect combination of like, he kills it on the social media side of things and also on his music. So I would check out his track, Angel. She looks like an angel. Next up, we have another house/tech house artist, Miss Dre. Miss Dre also came up from lineup reviews. I saw her name popping on there. She is a DJ and producer and vocalist from the Bay Area. I actually found out that her vocals were on a track by Niles Shepherd called Follow Me, and that hit number one on Billboard. So that was really cool. Her track Holla is fire. Loved that song. Next one is a melodic techno artist. So this was a genre that I like really fell in love with this year. I know it's like having a moment, it's very popular. So there's a lot of different acts that you could kind of recognize under the melodic techno genre, one of which is Avira. So he falls under this category of, he has a lot more streams on Spotify, so he's a little bit bigger, but I don't regularly hear people talking about him, so I wanted to mention him because I did like listen to him a lot. And if you like that melodic techno sound, I feel like you'll really like Avira. Out of Context is the track that did it for me this year, so big fan of this one. This was played heavily in my household. The next one is Odd Mob. So Odd Mob is a tech house artist. You've probably heard of him. I wrote down he's like this next wave of tech house acts that are gonna like blow up. His track Left to Right in 2022 is what put him on the map for me, and a lot of you would probably recognize that. Left to right. Mm-hmm. I'm butchering it anyway. His track Losing Control came out this year with Omnom. I believe that was on John Summit's label, but got a lot of support from him on that, and I feel like I heard that in a lot of sets. So very big fan of Odd Mob, and I'm excited to see what he does in 2024, because I feel like, again, he's just been like coming up, and I just think he's gonna have an even bigger 2024, so I'm excited for him. I think I'm losing control. Next up, we have Vicky B, who is a bass and dubstep artist from Florida. I just wanted to shout her out because, again, like from inner circles, she's been introduced to me. So I have to thank Kayla Harvey for putting Vicky B on my radar, and John T. Mufti as well. But she's opened for artists like Nitty Gritty, Zingara, Drink Your Water, and Ray Volpe. And her track Death Box was heavy, fam. If you want like heavy dubstep, go listen to Vicky B. She's popping off. Next two artists are two house artists that I feel like I've been listening to pretty often. My ladies, they've been popping off. So Floor Shore is one of them. She's from Birmingham, UK. I just wrote down, she's got that house music flavor that I love. It's like that tech house groovy, like spirit lifting house music. And the track Manizer is the one you need to start with. So go listen to Manizer by Floor Shore. And then the other side.
You see me? Now come through.
Other side, we have Lovra. I don't know how you pronounce it. I just put a weird accent on that. She's from Berlin. She combines 90s and 2000s with modern melodies, danceable house beats, and striking vocals. Really love listening to her this year. She also has a residency in Ibiza and has been a member of the Ministry of Sound for a while. So she's been crushing it. And her track Ready for Racing was the one that really stood out to me that I enjoyed this year.
Zero, go.
Ready for racing.
All right, my voice is starting to hurt because I've been recording for like over an hour, but powering through. Okay, the next one, I really enjoyed this discovery. They are called Science, S-Y-E-N-C-E. They are two friends who literally met in their science class in high school, and described by them, their sound today consists of melodic high-tempo grooves as they continue exploring a mix of artists like Odessa, Rufus Du Sol, Lainey, and Fred Again blended into one. So if you like those artists, I think that you'll really like Science. I would even throw Griffin in there. I feel like they were a little bit reminiscent of Griffin, but I would definitely say Odessa for sure. Their track Up All Night was the most like infectious one that I really, really enjoyed listening to. Next up, we have a techno artist that I think you should have on your radar. So I don't know if it's Beck or B-E-C. I think it's Beck, but it's all capital letters. So she has put out music on some of the top techno labels. So Adam Baer's Drum Code, Carl Cox in Tech, and Panpot's Second State. She resides in Berlin. She's debuted at Awakenings this year. She played Carl Cox's stage at Burning Man. So she's like absolutely killing it, an amazing like underground techno artist I think you guys will really, really enjoy, and we're going to see her name a lot more in 2024, and her track Fantasy is one that I would recommend. Next up, we have Black Carl holding it down for the dubstep scene. So he's from Alabama. One thing I noticed about him, I feel like when you open for like a cult favorite artist, that kind of helps catapult you and get you in front of the right audience. So he opened for LS Dreams tour this year. That's why I mentioned him, because I just feel like, okay, like that's just like a huge stepping stone for somebody's career. He played his first EDC this year. So his track Mixed Signals was really good. He just was a very interesting artist. Like, I don't know. I liked it. It was usually like, usually dubstep isn't my favorite, but it was kind of like eclectic and he did a little bit of like everything. So I just really liked his sound. I thought it was super interesting. So Black Carl is definitely one that I would check out. And then for my final three here, Calusa was a house artist that I picked up on this year that I'm surprised I hadn't heard of sooner. They are Miami natives. It's kind of in that tech house, Latin house vein. If you guys like Latin house, I think you'll like them. They've released Undefected Records, Higher Ground, and Saved, and their track Fell in Love. They have a lot of notoriety for, but that was a personal favorite of mine. Just really groovy tech house, like Latin house vibes. So Calusa. And then my last two. So Liney was one. I wasn't sure how to pronounce his name and I was butchering it, and one of you guys told me. So it's L-Y-N-Y, all caps, but it's pronounced Liney. It's more of that like experimental trippy bass sound. So it's, this is on Spotify, heart-wrenching bass lines, arpeggiated melodies, hard-hitting drums with recognizable vocal chops. I hope that paints a picture for you guys. I wrote it's giving Peekaboo and LS Dream vibes to me personally. The track Noxious, I was a big fan of. And again, not my usual cup of tea, but the bass music is doing it for me, fam. And Liney was one of them. So I don't know if I was just in like a trippy, weird mood, but like it was kind of hitting. And then last but certainly not least, I found Senza from one of my lineup reviews, and it was another artist that I like. It was on my Escape. She played Escape Festival. That was where I found her. Her shit is so fire, and she's one of these artists that I think only has like 2,000 streams on Spotify, but I feel like she's gonna pop off too. She's a Korean-American producer and DJ. I loved her track Slipstream and Run, again, in the more like dubstep-based music realm, but just like I just love when you look these people up. That's why I do it. I sit there and I do these lineup reviews and I look up every single artist and I'm like, what the fuck? Where has this person been? Like, this is amazing. And I feel like I find like a treasure. You know what I mean? Especially when they only have like 2,000 like listen streams on Spotify. I'm like, holy shit, this is like undiscovered. So Senzo was another one that I was like, okay, I feel like even after playing her escape set, more and more people are going to know about her. So that is my whole list. I just realized I left off Sarah Landry on here too, and I'm really mad at myself. So technically this list has 21 people and I didn't do the full research on her, so I apologize, but it just popped into my head. Sarah Landry is one of those artists that I just heard her name and so many of my friends put me onto her. So she played at ARC, and when I say like she is heavy techno, like it is so fucking heavy, guys. It's like insane. Like my friends saw her and was like, this is insane. Like it almost is reminiscent of hard dance. Like it's just very, very explosive, like thunderous techno, almost hard dance. So it's hard techno, I guess is the best way to put it. And again, I hadn't really heard of her too much, but all my friends saw her and were like, it was the most fucking insane set I've ever seen in my life. So Sarah Landry, I'm going to put as a bonus, like honorable mention, because I feel like when you see her and it's just like people are like, yep, gotta see her a million times. There's nothing like her. So I want to throw her on here. I'm looking at her Spotify. I'm not sure where she's from, but I'm just really, really excited to see like her blow up. And I would love to see her in person just like based on word of mouth and the things I've heard about her. I was like, oh shit, okay, I need to get her on my radar. I need to see her. So
I can't go out.
That is going to round out, I'm going to say, my top 21 artists to watch in 2024. Again, so much talent, so much music, you guys. Like, please go listen. Let me know your feedback on this video. DM me, whatever, at Rave Culture Cast on all the platforms. Like, I want to hear from you, but I'm just really, really excited about these artists, and I wanted to pick a variety of genres and, you know, ranges of artists who are just starting out to maybe a little bit bigger. And I just hope you discover new music through this, because it's like so much fun to work on every single year. So I really hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please, please, please share a link with your friends and family. Make this your Instagram stories and tag at Rave Culture Cast so we can reshare your posts. I would love it if you guys would rate, review, subscribe, all of the things. And again, happy new year, you guys. I'm super excited for 2024. Hope you all have an amazing holiday, and I will see you in my next episode. Bye, guys.